girl on TV who's so good-looking you have to watch out for her because she's so good-looking. Find out who it is tomorrow at 7:30 with George and Craig. Dunham and Miller, mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What a fun show we had today, Ron.
It certainly was.
Baseball talk, got Sopranos talk up and running.
Baseball talk was very old-school hardline, too.
Solved some Maverick problems. Got to talk about that crazy Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Introduced a new segment.
Yeah.
Got to hear your band. My gosh, what a great Monday.
Yeah. Started off with a bang.
All brought to you by
Jack Daniels.
The greatness of Jack Daniels.
That's right. Big Dick Hunter is here now.
I like it when the hard line goes old school.
All right, let me ask you a question before we get started. You were there Saturday night at the game. Did you see the catch I was talking about that Bobby Scipio made?
Yes.
Was that like one of the best catches you've ever seen?
That was fantastic. I didn't have the best vantage point for it from where our seats were, but I could tell.
Yeah, when you sit on the front row, sometimes it's tough to see.
Yeah, I sat right behind the fake Babe Ruth.
The commissioner, yeah, he was there.
Really?
Yeah, and I would have been sitting next to the playmaker if he hadn't felt compelled to move.
It's called the playmaker.
I think he got a little nervous.
And his name is Michael Irvin.
He probably hates you.
Oh, I'm sure he does, but he sure didn't want to seem to hang around.
Well, what do you got tonight?
All right, tonight, at 8:30, we're going to do our own review of The Passion. But it will consist of myself, Bruce the Jewish pornographer, who went to see it with me yesterday, Reverend Ron Carlson. He's the guy that wrote that article in the Duncanville paper about how you couldn't be a Christian and listen to The Ticket. You guys remember that? He'll be up here representing the Christian perspective. And Bob Crane's kid, Scotty, who's an atheist, will be reviewing it with us as well.
All right, that's the Wild Ass Circus. It's coming up here in just a bit. 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by the Freitas Collision Repair.
Three of you talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, three.
Here's how we do this. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
Pearl Jam.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts. And this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Pearl Jam. It's the crazy milk-eyed killer calling from jail with my one phone call. Just want all you P1s to know I received my crazy milk eye in a horrible workplace accident back in my porn industry days when I took a shot of milk from a lactating beauty.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Pearl Jam, a cop wearing a...
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Pearl Jam, you think when the lead singer of Petty Theft saw the size of that crowd, his designer underwear had a caramel steamer?
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Pearl Jam and soda.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Pearl Jam.
You're on the 2... You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Yeah, Pearl Jam.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Pearl Jam, this is Gracie. Did Tommy Daniels run over that man, too?
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Pearl Jam, Malta.
You're on the 2-minute drill, and you got the last word, go.
Pearl Jam, I believe that after eating a tire bull, the mountain lion set up on top of the mountain and commenced to roar, and he roared so loud for so long that the hunter found him and shot him where it said. The moral of the story is, when you're full of bull, you best keep your mouth shut.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done.
As good a show as we had today, there's no way we could have had a good 2-minute drill, right? There's no way. It's too much greatness tonight.
Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 is next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming it. We'll see you.
The Hard Line.
Like Cobra.
We'll be right back.
the ticket.